Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas if you were celebrating. Today we are going to take a look at one of the biggest transits of the week and do horoscopes on this transit for all 12 signs, and that is Mercury's upcoming retrograde. So Mercury is turning retrograde at the end of this week in the sign of Capricorn. So we're going to start off the week sort of preparing ourselves for that. I'm going to talk about three themes to watch for given this retrograde sort of overall. And then we're going to take a look at what topical areas of life you might notice this Mercury retrograde manifesting in based on the whole sign house position. So we'll go through this transit from the standpoint of your sun and rising sign horoscopes after we get through the themes to watch for. All right, well, that's our agenda for today. Before we dive in, don't forget to like and subscribe. As always, you can share your comments in the comment section and offer your stories if you have any this week about this Mercury retrograde using the hashtag grabbed, or email us your story grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. We'll probably be doing a storytelling episode in the new year again. Would love to hear from you guys about that one. As you guys know, we are in the last week. We have just days left in the annual Kickstarter. We are trying to reach the goal of 1,608 backers before the new year. We are getting closer now, but we still have a long ways to go. We still need hundreds of people. As of the time I'm recording this, we need probably around 800 left, but I'm assuming by the time you guys listen to this, because I'm recording it prior to the holiday, that we'll be down a little bit. But we need 1,608 backers to reach our major goal for this year. So if you like this channel, if you enjoy the content regularly, please consider visiting the link in the description of this video or the comments section, hopping over to the Kickstarter and pitching in whatever you can. $5, $10. It means a lot to us to show, to show your support to the channel, to my staff, and to our big goal for the year, which is to develop a kind of donation-based reading clinic so that we can offer affordable readings to people, give graduates from my programs an opportunity to grow and get experience and earn a little bit of money. The capital from the Kickstarter that we raise for this will be put toward getting it off the ground, which is a big effort. We have to have a whole team of people to come in to build out the website, the scheduling service, put people through training. Like it's a whole thing. So this is our big goal for the year. And with your support, we think that we can get there. So when you go over to the Kickstarter, remember, you can choose a reward when you donate. You can get 50% off to any of my online classes. You can get the Astrology of 2023 video or a horoscope for your sun or rising sign for the entire year of 2023 ahead. All the biggest transits of the year are included in that. There's all of my classes on sale for 50% off. If you bundle them together, you can get a 4-class pass, takes it up to about 75% off per class. So there's a special podcast series I'm doing in the fall called The Oracle Speaks about how to develop a relationship with an oracle, whether you're a tarot reader, an astrologer. So there's lots of good rewards that we have when you pop over there and donate. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's donated so far. This is the last week. Got to push really hard. I'll be sort of banging the drum this week. Hopefully I'll come on and do some live sessions, reading to also drum up support. If you're not able to donate, we understand your prayers, your good vibes, telling people about the channel, that kind of stuff helps too. Sharing it on social media. Hey, this channel I like is doing a Kickstarter. They've got classes on sale. If you guys want to pitch it out there on Instagram or whatever, we really appreciate it. We're trying to get there. We're close. We think we can do it, but we definitely need your help. So, all right. I am thinking about this as an interesting transit, this Mercury retrograde that we're going to look at today, specifically because it's coming, the station of Mercury is coming very close to Pluto, and there's a big lineup of planets in Capricorn at the moment. So I think that's just really interesting. Let's take a look at the real-time clock. So as we are doing this, and I'm sorry if you can hear, there's someone snow plowing outside right now, I think. I hope that's not too loud. Anyway, so you can see that Mercury is turning retrograde here. This is Friday, December 30th, but the actual retrograde will take place on December. It just depends on what time zone you're in and everything. It's December 29th that it turns retrograde, so Thursday into Friday of this week. So you can kind of go and you can see Mercury is stationed on Thursday, and by Friday is retrograde. But I think technically it's on the 29th that the retrograde actually occurs. So Thursday and Friday is when you're going to see Mercury turning retrograde. Interesting that it does so as Venus is coming through a conjunction with Mercury at the exact same time. It's as though Venus's appearance as a morning star is kind of eclipsing Mercury. And then whatever Venus has to tell Mercury, Mercury says, okay, I'm going to sit and think about that for a while. And I'm going to go through a transformation based on our encounter. So I think that this is a retrograde that's sort of toned by the interesting conjunction between Mercury and Venus. And if you remember, that conjunction dates back to the eclipses of October 25th and November 8th, both of which had conjunctions of the sun with Mercury and Venus. So they have appeared as evening stars. We spent a lot of time talking about that this month. And now as Mercury and Venus can join again, because Mercury is slowing down, so Venus catches Mercury, then Mercury turns retrograde. So a fascinating, just a really fascinating Mercury retrograde that's coming up here. And it's going to focus on the whole sign house of Capricorn. Now we're going to go through this, all 12 signs, horoscopes, just giving you a sense of which topics to look for with this retrograde. But before I do that, I want to talk about three themes to watch for everybody. So before we get into the topical significations, which I'll just touch on so that you know kind of where to look and where to pay attention to, I want to talk about three themes. Now, all of these are toned by Mercury's encounter with Venus. It is as though Mercury encounters the goddess revealing her intelligence, says something to Mercury, and Mercury decides to go through a transformation. What kind of transformation? One, the theme of seriousness comes about. This is Venus and Mercury in a Saturn-ruled sign. When you're considering a change of style, taste, something based on sex, love, beauty, women, the goddess, your taste, your appearance, the change that you are making in this case is Venusian, and it's serious. It's something you're taking seriously. It's something that causes you to really stop. It's a very Saturnine thing, to stop and consider and reflect. It's something that feels like there is consequence attached to it. It's important. It has that gravitas and that weight behind it. So it's a serious change of mind or approach or thought or the way you communicate or the way you think or what you believe or something, right? But it has behind it an encounter with a goddess that causes you to stop and reflect. And the aura around this is one of seriousness. Number two are practical revisions. So this is an Earth sign, and Venus and Mercury getting together have a feeling of strategy. Something's not working. Something's not likable, very Venus-Mercury. Something is not lovable. Something is not enjoyable. Something doesn't look right. Something doesn't feel right. So let's think about it, and let's see how we can revise or make changes. So practical revisions being number two. And number three is a transformation of mind, voice, or ideas, or some kind of aesthetic change, or some kind of Venusian change, changes in relationships, changes in love, beauty, appearance, style, taste, etc. An aesthetic change, we'll call it, that is going to be carried out through Mercury's retrograde, which means that a change of Venus comes through and demands that we change our mind, that we change our voice, that we change our ideas, that we change how we communicate or think about something, that we change our philosophy. Mercury, the planet, like Hermes, associated with philosophers. So a change of philosophy related to Venus, a change of approach or strategy related to Venus. So we have these three themes: seriousness, practical revisions, and a transformation of mind, voice, and ideas influenced or inspired by Venus. Okay, so those are the three things that I want everybody to kind of think about and focus on as this week develops. Now, let's take a look now at the 12 whole sign houses that this falls in based on your rising sign. You could easily listen to this for if you're an Aries sun or if you're an Aries rising. And you can do that for all of the signs we're about to go through. So this change, if you are an Aries, will take place in your career house. So think about all of the changes we just mentioned, the themes of seriousness, practical revision, a transformation of mind, voice, and ideas taking place in the workplace environment, manifesting through work and what you do or how you do it or who you relate to in the workplace. That's where the energy is landing. We're going to go through these somewhat quickly. I'm making this right before the holiday and I have family here, so I'm trying to get a little bit done so I can relax and try to enjoy the holiday. So these are a little bit briefer than I wish they would be, but I hope that they'll still give you something good. All right. So if you're a Taurus rising, this falls in your ninth house. Thoroughly, through and through, a change of higher mind, higher thought, belief, conviction. It's a house that could be ideological, theological, philosophical, ethical, moral. How is your Venus is causing some kind of change of mind, belief, a revision of what you believe. Maybe that has something to do with your beliefs and intersection with things related to Venus, like sexuality, or something to do with women or art or learning or beauty. But Mercury is going to carry out some kind of philosophical change in that house. With Gemini, it's taking place in the eighth house. So you're thinking about soul contracts, revising and shifting and changing of soul contracts. That means the intimate relationships you have, not necessarily with people you like, but that are intimate in the way that you're tied to them somehow. You're bonded to certain people in your life. They owe you something karmically. You owe them something karmically. They will have it. There's a debt to be paid. And that debt could be one that you pay gladly with a lot of love and friendship, but there's nonetheless, there's something you're here to give them. Or there's something that someone is here to give you. There's something that someone may owe you, and it's about releasing them from a bond or a debt or obligation. Or it's about being released from one. It's about changing who and what you rely on and why. It's also about facing fears and anxieties about the future, unknowns, and the topic of death or loss, which is also a part of the eighth house. It's about visiting the feeling of being penalized and dealing with different kinds of unexpected debts or obligations in some broader sense, not necessarily just with people, but it's the unexpected bill that comes due. So these topics are deeper and weightier for sure for the Geminis, who also have Mars retrograde in your first house. Now Mars and its ruler Mercury, both retrograde, should make this very personal for you if you're a Gemini. All right, Cancer. If you're a Cancer, then Cancer Sun or Rising, this falls into your seventh house. Seventh house is going to make the retrograde a focus in the arena of love, relationships, sexuality, and partnership. So you think about what kind of shift or change of value or how your life is being reoriented due to how a spouse or partner is changing in their personal life or their professional life, or how a relationship itself is evolving, healing, growing, ending, beginning. It's revisiting old themes in love and relationships. It's a transformation in your marriage. Excuse me. It is an opportunity to look at the most serious things that have to be looked at, especially as Venus is going into a conjunction with Pluto in that house shortly. So the call to look at things that are very deep, deep transformational, heavier cathartic themes around love, relationships, and sexuality for Cancer risings. Going now to Leo. Leo rising places the Mercury retrograde into the sixth house. This is probably about different kinds of relational conflicts that you are ready to heal or mend, or old conflicts or turmoil in relationships that you're ready to release. The sixth house was known as a house of conflict. To see Mercury turning retrograde there as Venus is going into a conjunction with Pluto probably means that it's time to bury the hatchet. It's time to put away old grievances. It's time to forgive and let go. Or it could be that a conflict has ignited the need for some kind of deeper and more thorough change in your life. Or it could be that you're looking at themes of the hardships and challenges that you're facing right now, especially in love and relationships, are asking you to reform or change your life. This could also be about making personal changes, managing your resources, your time, your energy in different ways so that you don't feel as exhausted or dragged down. This could also be about things that you're working on, that you're working very hard on, and asking yourself if there's a way you could be working differently, a way you could be working a little bit better or more completely. You could be looking at themes of sickness and frustration, hard work, labor, and sacrifice, as well as selfless service. So watch for those themes if you're a Leo around this Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury retrograde in general, by the way, if you're wondering, you know, how long does a Mercury retrograde last? You usually have about 3 weeks. So this will carry us in through most of January. Now, if you're a Virgo rising, this lands in the fifth house. The fifth house is a house of pleasure and a place of creativity, a place also associated with children and pregnancy. So if you are a Mercury, a Virgo, you're a child of Mercury. This means that, you know, I see time and time again that when Capricorn transits go through the fifth house for Virgos, Virgos are looking at their relationship with pleasure and the tendency that some Virgos have to repress or to have a more complicated relationship with Venus, essentially. The fifth house was called the joy of Venus and the house of pleasure. And so this is a retrograde, especially given Venus conjoining with Pluto at the same time, that could sort of force you in on yourself and have you thinking about what constitutes happiness, pleasure, creative fulfillment. And those are the things that I would look at if you're a Virgo, or maybe some focus on the topics of children or pregnancy. Now, if you are a Libra, this retrograde falls into the fourth house of home and family. And so you're thinking about those themes, seriousness, practical revisions, a transformation of mind, voice, or ideas relative to the patterns that you have seen or experienced in your family of origin, especially the topic of love, relationships, intimacy, sexuality, as they were mirrored or taught, or, you know, or the mistakes or pain or trauma that was there in the family. How are you making changes in your life right now? Especially considering where you came from and the ancestral or familial patterns that you somehow inherited. Those would be big questions for this retrograde. Or practical changes around the home, or something about the family structure, or where you're living, or the living environment itself, or questions about deeper levels of emotional security, or the feeling of at-homeness. Do I have a sense of feeling secure and at home in the world? These would all be questions for this retrograde period. So those, to me, that's what I would watch for. Potentially with Venus conjoining Pluto, you also think about the patterns around love and sexuality that come from home and family. All right. Let's go to Scorpio rising. Scorpio rising, we place the retrograde into the third house. A good way to start with Mercury retrograde in the third house is to think about the need for a different way of thinking, a different way of perceiving, a different way of organizing your daily routines and habits. It's a time to think about conserving energy or utilizing your time and energy in different ways. It's also about potentially learning or studying something, or maybe coming back to a topic that you're picking up from an earlier stage in life. Could also be about the importance of communication in relationships and the need to say something or not say something with loved ones. Venus is your seventh house ruler. Venus is conjoining Pluto. Mercury is turning retrograde after the conjunction with Venus. There's a feeling here that important things need to be said, or it's time to keep certain things for yourself. Also, just broadly speaking, again, a change in mind, a change in thought, a shift in how you communicate, practical revisions that can better utilize energy so that you don't feel as tired mentally. Those are things that come to my mind, as well as learning or study, and maybe also something to do with the karma around siblings coming up in a big way. I would also wonder about the topic of joy. Like, do you have fun inhabiting your own mind? You know, are you too serious? Is there some way that you can lighten up if necessary? All right, well, Sagittarius rising places the retrograde in the second house along with Venus and Pluto. So you're thinking about the topics of money and finances, resources, the development of your skills and abilities, some reallocation of your time, energy, money, or resources. You think also here about asking yourself, what do I have and what do I need? What do I want and what do I need? And maybe what's the, how to differentiate. So it's a, also practical revisions around money, business, finances, and resources, or even changes around things like diet or how you both take in and expend energy. Important questions around business and money, though, broadly for the second house. Some need to transform your relationship to spending, important purchases, or questions about your values and shifts in value. Those are all strong indicators there for our Sagittarius. All right, so Capricorn, it's very existential for you in your first house. There's questions about identity and appearance, health, body, psyche, personality. It's a moment of reflecting upon and changing the way you think, the way you relate, the way you interact, how you take care of your body and health. So it's very, very personal for you if you're a Capricorn rising. A great time to make changes on the level of your physique or your mind, or like, you know, how you use mental energy. Maybe there's something about this that is very aesthetic too, like a change in style or appearance. But there's definitely, it's a very personal moment of change, and looking at Venus as a big part of that change too. What do I desire? What am I attracted to? What do I want? What do I love? What makes me attractive? What makes me feel good? And related to that, some kind of shift of mind, character, communication, or physical appearance. So those things come to mind. All right. So if you are an Aquarius, this places the retrograde into your 12th house. Now that means that you, a lot of this work is being done on a level that is relatively unconscious. It could be that you're dealing with people that don't have your best interest in mind and you're having to make some changes because of it. Or it could be that there's subtle or unconscious dynamics happening in relationships, whether those are in the workplace or the family or a love relationship. But watch for like toxic or unhealthy things that are festering in relationships that need to be addressed, and that'll become more apparent to you as the retrograde cycle moves on. It could also be that influences, undermining influences within your own psyche, within the unconscious, so to speak, are the subject of this retrograde for you. Watch for things in your blind spot. But the good news is that a retrograde like this may help you to become more aware of some of those things, and hence to, move more deliberately in the direction of being healthy and whole and happy, because you're looking at things that tend to be more self-destructive or undermining. But in becoming aware of those things, you can overcome them. So those are some of the things I would look at for the 12th house Mercury retrograde. And then last but not least is Pisces. This places the retrograde into the 11th house, along with Venus and Pluto in the 11th house, a change in the social dynamics of your life, social structure, changes in friends, colleagues, groups of people. You may find that some drama is happening internally within a group you belong to, or that your interests are changing, and that means that you need to be around slightly different people. A reorientation of your values around friends and colleagues, different collaborative efforts that are emerging or transforming somehow. So watching for changes in the area of friends, allies, groups, and kind of the larger social sphere of your life, and how that social sphere is also related to your ambitions and goals. That's what I would look for in terms of the change. Now, those three themes to watch for one more time. Mercury encounters Venus, the goddess. She whispers something into his ear. He says, ah, now I need to transform. Serious. This is a serious thing. It's practical too. There's something very practical about it. And there's ultimately a transformation of mind, voice, or ideas informed by the values of Venus. I hope that this prepares you for the retrograde ahead. Don't forget, guys, we are really close now. We have just less than a week left. I think it's about 6 days left until New Year's. New Year's Eve, that is the last the last hurrah. We have to try to get to 1,608 backers. I know we can do it. If you guys like this channel, please visit the link in the description, the comments section below, and you can visit the Kickstarter, pitch in whatever you got. Everything helps us get there. Choose a reward when you donate. Pick up one of my online classes. They're 50% off. It's the best deal of the year. I never do a deal as good as this one. Every time that the Kickstarter rolls around, that's always when I roll out big discounts on my classes. It helps us raise money to support the channel and build lots of cool stuff. I really appreciate all of you who have already donated, and hopefully we'll be able to get there before New Year's Eve. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.